There is a pretty intense battle going on right now within the Democratic Party on Capitol Hill over how to pare down President Biden's Build Back Better plan. The stated cost, $3.5 trillion. Some other estimates running as high as $5.5 trillion. New York Times today, $4.7 trillion. But the one provision that seems to be getting a lot of attention, and it seems to be almost universal distaste, is a provision that would call for greater IRS scrutiny, that any cash transaction exceeding $600 would have to be reported to the IRS, would be subject to scrutiny. And that is causing some folks to have their hackles raised, saying that is an intrusion, that is a privacy violation, and it also is, to some degree, they believe, unnecessary. Among them, Congressman Bill Huizinga, who joins us live today, representing Michigan's 2nd District on the west side of the state, and he's got two pieces of legislation to address this. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you, Guy. And yes, it is completely unnecessary, first of all. Second of all, it is a massive, massive intrusion into our private lives that we don't know where this exactly leads to. And I got to tell you, Janet Yellen got pushed on this in the Senate a few days ago. And I retweeted it out where she was saying, you know, this was important to make sure that billionaires were paying their fair share. And I tweeted out, it's like, yeah, you're right. How many billionaires are hiding their assets in $600 increments? I mean, this is idiotic.
Forgive me for laughing, but what would your co-sponsoring two pieces of legislation here to try to stop this? That can run afoul of the IRS, which is chartered with enforcing our tax laws. What would your bills do? And in short, how would it protect our privacy?
Yeah, two different bills kind of going at the same objective, which is to literally ban the IRS from implementing any of those. One of them is going through and it's called implementing language, where, even when you have something that's on the books, you limit how that can be implemented. And and that's really the key at the end of the day. They can go do this. And they're talking about trying to make that a $10,000 threshold, which, hey, let's bring that conversation on, because I think that then even is as much of a dragnet. Because if you look at people's rent payments or mortgage payments, much less whether they have a small business that they might have as an LLC or a sole proprietor, not to mention if you have, this goes by whose name is on the bank accounts, right? Mm-hmm. So how many families have multiple, like maybe a joint bank account and then another bank account? And as long as there's $10,000 of activity within that account, that then gets reported to the IRS in detail.
Wow.
And it's like, what a massive intrusion. Not to mention Venmo and Apple Pay and all those other things that you would have, credit cards. I mean, this is just handing the keys to the information kingdom that I'm not willing to give up to the IRS, because they have shown they're willing to abuse their power and misuse their power.
So let me ask you, obviously, you're pitching this into a democratically controlled Congress. To some degree, are you tilting at windmills here? And by the way, that's not a Dutch joke, okay? I want to make that clear. But or are you finding that you've got some Democratic colleagues who are getting blowback from their constituents who are holding their noses over this and saying, hey, this stinks and this is over the line?
This administration is finding themselves on a shrinking island of support, I can tell you that. As they should be, frankly. So even the House Democrats are saying, well, you know, we always thought 600 was a little aggressive, but we think it ought to be a $10,000 threshold. It's a distinction, frankly, without much of a difference. And that to me doesn't cut it. But this isn't pressure from the Republicans or pressure from the House versus the Senate. This is the pressure of the American people going, excuse me? Wait a minute. We've seen what has happened with the IRS before. We've seen what they have done to people's lives. And mm-hmm. we're now suddenly going to give them all of this information, not to mention every bank and credit union. Think about your community bank or your local credit union. By the way, credit unions are member-owned and member-driven. the massive costs that are going to be put in place to do all of this reporting is going to affect all of us. And whether it's our fees and expenses at banks and credit unions, it's really pervasive.
So let me, I've got my horns out. Let me be the advocate for the devil here. And that is that you and I both know that there is an underground cash economy in this country that is crafted specifically to avoid taxes. And it is, and it's highly effective, and it's not very sophisticated, but it works to shelter income. What would be wrong with saying, hey, we need to know about these transactions? That doesn't mean that we're going to act upon them, but we can see who has a number of these things and maybe trying to hide their income.
Yeah, Guy, I don't buy that this is going to be a benign activity on the IRS's part. And you're right. People should be more honest. My CPA a number of years ago told me I was the first and at that point only person who voluntarily came in and paid sales tax on their internet purchases. That was because when I was in the state legislature, that is actually on the books in Michigan law, right? So because not everybody does the right thing, does that mean we should now start having all of our credit card purchases or all of our Amazon purchases getting sent into the state of Michigan so they can track to figure out whether everybody has paid their income or their sales tax on that? People would be outraged at that, obviously. And again, mm-hmm. the sad part is government has proven time and again that they're not just going to use this information for that enforcement. They then start going and making this a wider and wider net, and it suddenly could become very easily, well, we don't like that activity. It's legal, but we don't like that activity that you're doing. And they start clamping mm-hmm. down on those things.
Okay.
And that really is where we've got a slippery slope here that I think we all need to avoid.
Before I let you go, we talked earlier today with one of your colleagues, Alyssa Slotkin, and she is – her frustration is growing that we've got this bipartisan infrastructure plan that received support over in the Senate from Republicans, some Republicans. It will lead to actual concrete and bridges being built, perhaps not as much hard infrastructure as some would like. But is it time to break that tie bar for Democrats? She thinks it is. For Democrats to break that tie bar between this bloated social spending plan that they have and a bipartisan infrastructure plan.
Would love to. I would absolutely support that. But first of all, though, this $1.2 trillion is too big. It is more than what was on anybody's list of projects that need to get done. But setting that aside, the progressives and the president, this White House, have just put this into a lockstep. They are not going to move one without the other. And right. We have another colleague in Michigan from Detroit who has talked about this, that $3.5 trillion of social spending is a floor, not a ceiling. And right. And if the House progressives are going to link this in, they just don't have the votes because they have not included the Republicans in on any of the crafting of this. So they haven't gone on after Republican votes. That means it's their responsibility. The president and the progressives in the House and the Senate have linked these two things together, and they're not going to get broken as far as I can see.
Well, I noticed you didn't mention her name, so we'll just call her Rashida Voldemort, okay? She who must not be named. Bill Huizenga, thanks so much. You have a great day there on Capitol Hill. We appreciate these two bills in an attempt to protect our financial privacy. We'll see what happens with them. I got a feeling that there are some Democrats hearing an awful lot about this from their constituents. You may have some supporters that will surprise you.
We're looking forward to that.